Asked me on the chat about playing pool on Shabbos, whether that's allowed. And initially, I thought it would be permitted just as long as one doesn't use the chalk. I want to look into the issue of chalk a little bit. But in the end, I'm not so sure that it is permitted on Shabbos. So let's go through the discussion of playing pool on Shabbos. Now, there are two elements here. There's the halachic element and the hashkafa element. I'm not going to address the hashkafa element. The hashkafa element means that how a person should be spending the Shabbos. So even though certain things may be permitted halachically, there's a hashkafa element, how one should enjoy the Shabbos and learning and singing and davening. Now, not everyone's capable of learning all day long, and there's a concept of Onik Shabbos, and a person gets a certain enjoyment depending where they're holding in life and the ages and age appropriate. There's an element of playing games. So I'm not going to address that hashkafa question. It depends on each person's each person and where they're holding. But let's talk about some of the halachic questions that come up with playing pool on Shabbos. There's the Indian of using bowls on Shabbos. That's a whole discussion in general. There's the question of playing sports on Shabbos. I don't think there's an issue of tearing the felt. Maybe it's going to tear kriya. That it's very unlikely that one tears the felt when doing so. I don't think that's a relevant factor. So it's really, when it comes down to it, it's trying to figure out the status of the muktzah shabbo, playing sports, and using the chalk, how that comes into play. So let's address it one by one. So question number one is, are the balls muktzah, the pool sticks muktzah? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Shin Ches Sif Mem Hei that one is not allowed to play ball on Shabbos. It's usher to play ball on Shabbos, whether outside or even inside. Balls are muksa, Mishabura says, because there's no purpose for balls. There are many stories, somewhat comical stories, about Gadol not understanding why people play sports as balls and soccer balls and basketballs. Why not just get everyone their own ball so they don't have to fight over the same ball? There's no purpose for balls. So that's the understanding of the Mechaber, that balls in general are muksa. The Ramah brings a Yesh Omrim that, and this is how we practice, says the Ramah, that balls are not considered muksa, because since the ball was made for this purpose, that has a purpose. There's a purpose in playing with the ball, throwing the ball, catching the ball, and therefore it's not considered muksa. It's like games. The games are not muksa. They're made for that purpose, and that's the general practice, that playing with a ball is not a violation of a muksa. And nowadays, Rav Elyashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and Rav Osner all assume that even for the Sfardim, even for the Shulchan Aruch, who says that balls are muktzah, they would agree bizman hazeh, that's so widely accepted that people use balls all the time, all different types of sports. Even the Sfardim would agree that a ball would not be muktzah on Shabbos. Moshe adds that not only the ball, but even all the equipment, a bat, a glove, the sticks, the pool sticks, that would also not be muksa. It's all part of the same game. There is a certain purpose to play the game. So there is no question of muksa when it comes to playing ball. The other question they raise with regards to playing ball, which is certainly not relevant, is hotza, carrying something outside. Carrying outside would not be a violation. It's not relevant here to pool balls. People play inside, people don't play outside, and certainly in the case where there's an Erev or a Yontif where you don't need an Erev, certainly that's not a question. So the ball, there's no problem with the ball playing inside. There's another question that the Poskim raised with regards to playing with ball. That's what's known as mashvagumos, evening out a floor. The Mishabura says playing on the ground is also because you might want to even the ground. If you're playing soccer and you see a little ditch or you see a little mound, you want to make it even, so you might come to flatten everything out and violate Chorish. So therefore, there's a gezeira that a person shouldn't play ball, shouldn't play soccer or kickball outside or on the ground. So that's a question about playing different sports on the ground. Seemingly, baseball wouldn't be that much of an issue. Again, I'm not recommending encouraging one to play baseball, but since the ball doesn't go on the ground, someone could get a grounder and stuff. But the point is not that it should be necessarily straight. I don't think as much as chashash there as opposed to soccer and playing marbles. So, but when it comes to playing pool, certainly no one plays pool on the ground and outside. Therefore, that's not a question either. What about playing sports on Shabbos? Are you allowed to play sports in general? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Shin Chaf Ches Sif Mem Beis that one is not allowed to exert any effort, any type of a melus, you're not allowed to do it with the intent of sweating. If you're trying to do some type of exercise, the way Mishnah Berurah talks about moving your arms and your head and your legs, you're like doing jumping jacks, these things in order to create sweat, that is a violation. What's the violation? Refuah. We can't do refuah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do any refuah on Shabbos. Now, even though the real gzeirah of refuah, Mishnah Berurah points out, is only gzeirah tzchikas simamanim, you might come to make medicine. So only if it's a type of refuah that there's a medicine you can make, so would it be aser? So he says, even though sweating, you're moving things around, there's no medicine involved, since there are types of medications one may take that involves grinding up herbs, so therefore, even when not using them, it would be violation. So any type of exercise that's going to produce sweat would be usur midin refuah. But Mishnah Berurah says, the person is going for a walk, even though his or her intent may be to get a sweat and to for refuah purposes, since it's not clear from the outsider that you're doing this refuah, it's just the person's going for a walk on Shabbos, which is very normal, that's completely fine. It's no different than, let's say a person has a sore throat and is not feeling well. So we know chicken soup is a great remedy for all types of illnesses. So if a person's having chicken soup on Shabbos, we don't say it's us or oh, it's refuah. No, you're doing something that's normal. Granted, there's also a refuah element, but if you're doing something that's normal, it's perceived as normal, it's fine. So here's what, you're going for a walk, even though you know you're doing this to break a sweat and in order to refuah, to help yourself get better, still it's allowed since it's for a normal walk. But if someone is running, so then the run in order to create and break a sweat and to get refuah, that would be a violation. Shmir Shabbos does point out that one is also allowed to exercise if it's for the point of enjoyment. If one gets oneg, one gets enjoyment out of exercise, or it's for therapy, one would be allowed to exercise as well. So you have to figure out, it's a question of what Shabbos like, what's uvda dechol, running outside, in shorts and dressed, not Shabbos, is also not appropriate. So in general, exercising, running is not really, I'm just talking about strictly mitan halacha, mitan hashkafa, there are many, many other problems. But either way, when it comes to pool, no one breaks any sweat. If someone does break a sweat by playing pool, he should probably exercise more and see a doctor. But playing pool itself is not a violation of exercising and sweating in terms of refuah. So there's no problem of muksa, there's no problem of hotza, there's no problem of mashra gumos, and there is no problem of exercising. What about chalking the sticks? So chalking the sticks, those who don't know, they have these little blue little boxes. You rub the end of the stick inside to put some chalk on the outside. Unclear what the purpose is. I'm sure you could find out what the true intention is. But it seems that one hand, you have a double purpose. One is you want it to be smooth, the end to be smooth, because sometimes the end of the stick, things stick out a little bit, a piece of the wood or plastic sticks out. You want it to be smooth. And number two is the chalk gives it a little bit of friction so it stays in the bowl longer to a nice, clean hit. So if it's going to smoothen out the end of the stick, that would seemingly be a violation of mimachik, smoothing something out. That's number one. Number two is, there would be a problem of tochen. Tochen, normally we say ein tochen achar tochen. Once something is ground once, so then there's no problem of grinding a second time. So for example, bread. Bread was once flour. You baked into bread and you crumble it into crumbs. That's not a problem of tochen. Tochen is only taking something that was never ground before. If you take a vegetable and you cut it up into small slices, that's tochen. But since bread was once flour before, we say ein tochen achar tochen. You can't violate tochen two times. The chalk is made from some type of paint or something that was ground up and then put back together in this little box. So seemingly there wouldn't be a problem of ein tochen achar tochen either. It wouldn't be a violation of tochen. However, there is a din Shulchan Aruch that if a person has dry mud on their shoes, they can't scrape it off because that is tochen. Asks Rabbi Kveger and Simon Shinbeis, what do you mean? Isn't ein tochen achar tochen? Mud comes from different pieces of dirt, particles of dirt. You put it back together, and then you crumble again. Shouldn't we say ein tochen achar tochen? And you should be allowed to remove the dry dirt on your shoe. And so it seems that it's a big discussion in tochen, but it seems that some say ein tochen achar tochen may only apply to food, or may apply depending how well together, how stuck together the item may become. But it's not so posher. There's no violation of tochen. So there's a problem of memachek possibly. There's a problem of tochen possibly. And then there's a problem of perhaps Rishima. Mishnah Berurah talks about Rishima of even though when you're coloring something, even though it may not stick, it might be making marks, might be a violation as well. So I'm not sure if that really applies here. But it seems that the practice The practice is that, according to some poskim, from what I've been told, that some poskim say that you're allowed to play pool, but you can't use the chalk. Chalk would be a problem of those mentioned, those problems I just mentioned. I would add a different element, though. If it's truly acceptable or accepted that one may not chalk the pool sticks, so then I was talking to my brother-in-law, who happens to be a Baki in Hilchos Shabbos. He wrote a sefer on Shabbos. So he said that one should think about the Chai Adam. What's the Chai Adam? The Chai Adam found in Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Lamed Ches, Simen Yud Aleph, he says that a person can't play any games if it's associated with writing. So certain games that you play, Scrabble is one great example, that people keep score by writing down the score. So whether that's really done or not, I'm not sure. But if there's a game that it's normally kept by keeping score, so then on Shabbos you can't play it either, lest you go ahead and write things down to keep score. It's like the Gzeira Mekach Memkar. Buying and selling things is really not a problem on Shabbos. You're allowed to buy and sell things. There's no malach involved. But since the Mishnah and Rashi explains in Maseches Beita that might lead to a person writing down his notes and keeping tabs of who owes money to him and who he owes money to, therefore there goes a Mekach Memkar. So too says the Chai Adam, there should be Gzeira on all games that score is kept through writing or any other type of writing should be part of that Gzeira. That being said, if pool is normally played by people chalking up their sticks, so this would be under that same violation, my brother-in-law pointed out. And I think it's very true. I grew up with a pool table in my house, and pretty frequently throughout the game, you're busy chalking up your stick, and many people will chalk it each turn if there's, they'll chalk it up. That being said, it would seem that maybe one should not, in fact, play pool at all, lest it lead to a person chalking up their stick. And I imagine many people who don't know any halachas actually do on Shabbos probably chalk up their stick anyways. So it appeared to me that one should not play pool on Shabbos.